KT Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. I'm in studio this afternoon with Chip Lusko. He's the Director of Connection Communications. Chip, long time in radio ministry.
Hey, still moving.
Still moving.
Still on the air.
Still growing.
Yes, sir.
I love it. A lot of changes happening here.
There are. Always, you know, media is a fast-moving industry. It is based on technology. It's based on social habits and trends, and we try to stay up with them, Jim. And what's happening now is part of that.
Well, we have a chance here in a few minutes to visit with Skip Heitzik and yourself and go over some detail about the radio ministry with Connection Communications here at Calvary Church. One of the things, Chip, that I've enjoyed during my time here more than anything is that a lot of churches are taking advantage to utilize this as a way to communicate with people around throughout New Mexico and even the world about what they're doing in ministry as well. So Calvary's really been sharing this resource.
Right. Our roots go back to the mid-80s in media here, late 70s, and Christian radio at that time was really in its juvenile stages, shall we say. Mm-hmm. There hadn't been until the 70s what they called contemporary Christian radio. And that's when I got involved with it when I became a Christian, and I was coming out of a secular radio background, and Christian radio was quite a shock to me. A lot of things shocked me. And so it's grown tremendously. And there are today, I think, 1500 or 1700 signals in America that are all or full time Christian radio.
Have you had as much fun with things like, KLYT, our Star 88 and the Christian music as you did with secular music?
Oh, it has been a huge surprise to us what's happened here. We didn't, Skip and I didn't have a plan or a template. Lord opened doors here we didn't anticipate. And so the answer to your question is yes and more. Mm. Because at the end of the day, my mission is to liberate the Word of God and that He takes care of it. Mm. That's what the Bible says, that you release His Word and He superintends it for His purposes. So I figured early on in my career, I can do that.
Yes.
You know, it's not what I think, it's what the word says.
Chip, you've taken KLYT for an example, and you've made it part of the global mission to reach the world for Christ. And we have so many important ministries that have let our people know, our listeners know about what they're doing internationally and globally. It's phenomenal.
Well, that's part of what's happening now, Jim, is that terrestrial radio, which we define it by having a tower, having an antenna, having a lot of wires running around, that is terrestrial broadcasting, which has been historically since, 19, I think the first Christian station went on the air in Pittsburgh in the 1917, 1920, in that neighborhood. You know, that's where it goes back to. And the first song ever played was A Christmas Carol on KDKA in Pittsburgh. But the point being this, that's been the bread and butter of radio broadcasting. The tower and things are valued by the power and how many people you reach and all the rest. That really drove the whole industry for all this time. Well, in the past 10, 15 years, there's been a landslide of motion underneath the feet of those broadcasters because no longer are we tied down to a tower, an antenna, and a transmitter. Now, with the advent of digital radio, digital media, apps, and people being accustomed to getting all kinds of music at their fingers, it's changed. Now, there's going to be a place for terrestrial radio for the foreseeable future, but there's no doubt that it's changed dramatically. It's devalued the industry, and that's fine. You have Spotify, you have Pandora, Google Music, Apple Music, all the rest, plus all the internet radio stations. So realm of choices has changed dramatically, and that's good for the consumers. They now have a wider choice. You're not so much enslaved, if you will, to a time. It happened in TV. It happened earlier in TV with the advent of cable back in the 1970s, and there was a prediction that would eliminate terrestrial TV broadcast, and that hasn't been the case. Mm. It's made it more difficult. It's made it more of a challenging, but there's still all your network O&O stations and the news and sports and whatnot. But now you see football being broadcast only on cable or only on Amazon. And so the whole industry is in shock. And so we're trying to respond to that responsibly and also to fulfill our mission in a more effective manner.
Chip, what about the Bible teachers? You actually know almost all the Bible teachers we have on the show personally. How does this group of Bible teachers come together to be on a station like KNKT?
Well, that's a great question. And they don't, all preachers aren't called to be radio teachers. It really helps to have a voice like Chuck Smith or Chuck Swindoll or Tony Evans or Skip Heitzig. That's really, you know, it's part of it. Communicating with audio only is a big deal. And so first, I think they have to be called. They have to have a church that has a vision outside their own walls. A lot of churches don't. It's all about, you know, building that fellowship. And I would take issue with that. But it has to do with having a team around you, Jim, that can produce and promote and perform the functions of a nationwide, now a worldwide broadcast ministry.
Well, and there's some other things that you've been doing, not people that don't have half an hour teaching programs, but you have people like Ben Corson and a young man named Levi Lusco, who you know a little bit about, with fresh thoughts and vignettes throughout the day. So there's different ways to minister through radio.
That's a big deal to me. It really is. I really, because I came out of secular broadcasting, long-form programming is not known except in NPR land, and they don't live in the real world, to be honest with you. Public radio, I mean, God bless them. But so when I came into Christian radio, everything was 26, 28 minutes long. I go, whoa. I know the average time spent listening from my ratings days was 12 minutes. So most people listen at 12-minute spans at the most. That's about the average commute in many cities or the punch time, you go to a different station. And so I said, well, they're not going to listen to a full 28 minutes in their car every day. So let's get that message condensed into 60 seconds. And Skip and I began doing what we called back then God Spots on KOB and on the Crest and on the Old Sunny and all the different stations. And it was very, very well received.
In the second part of the show today, where you're going to have a chance to visit with Skip, and you guys have had a long-term ministry relationship and friendship.
It's been a privilege. It's been a great honor. We've had a great ride, and it's not over yet. We're still going strong. He hasn't lost anything off his fastball. I'll tell you that. I sit in there on Sunday morning and go, man, that is smooth jazz. And so we started back in California in late 70s at a church called Calvary Chapel of South Bay. I remember Skip saying, I'm going to go start a church in Albuquerque. And I said, why? We had a great church going in by the ocean out there. And I understood the principle of church planting. But so it's been a good long run. And we've seen God do magnificent things. And it's all him.
And you've ended up in the good old land of enchantment.
Yeah. And I've been all over the world, Jim. And I wouldn't go anywhere else. This is a special place, not just because I live here, but I mean the weather, the people, the traffic, the outdoor activities. It's really wonderful. This morning, Jim, I'll tell you what, before we go into our conversation with Skip, I got up at 3 a.m. and drove up to Atlanta Gallegos and watched the space station go overhead over the Sandias. And it was thrilling. I mean, it was just gave me chills. I saw the Falcon Dragon launch in Florida a few weeks ago. Now, the next time I see it, it's going over the Sandias at 3:33 in the morning. Now, that was cool.
Not many places you have the clear skies.
No
you
ambient have... light. It was really wow.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. We want to thank Indigo Mortgage for sponsoring the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. If you're interested in a new mortgage loan, call Ben Lucero and his team at 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Chip Lusco is in studio with me. He is the Director of Connection Communications, which, of course, not only entails KNKT, which you're listening to now, 107.1, but also 88.3, Star 88, and has been primarily a music station. We talked about Albuquerque a little bit and you being here and you asking Skip why I came to Albuquerque, but I will remember, Chip, when we did our Star 88 week earlier this year, we talked to some of the old K-Lite people,
right?
Guys like Rudy Grande and Steve McKee and our own Steve Ryman, mm-hmm. who's been on the radio for many, many years. And one of the things they talked about is when Christian music became really big, Albuquerque was the stop-off point because you had people, East Coast musicians or people from Nashville, they wanted to drive out to California to do a concert. Well, where was the best place for them to stop on the way and do a concert? Good old Albuquerque.
Mm, it made sense. It worked. And K-Lite, as it was known back then, was a pioneer station. Peter Benson, Randy Rich, and Carolyn Rush, all the rest, did just a phenomenal job of putting that station on the map.
What's been your favorite thing about working in radio? And I know it's changed every, I don't know, maybe every 2 years, if not more.
Well, the favorite thing hasn't changed. It is so thrilling to me, Jim, to know that what we're doing right now and what Greg and Skip and everybody does goes out like on this megaphone, and it penetrates hospital walls. It penetrates into homes. It goes into cars. And we will never know until we're there at the end what God has done with the broadcast. Mm. And so as I evaluate, you know, my life and my legacy, it is a comfort to me to know that we have put God's word out there. And that's really my responsibility.
Chip, I know I have a great perception about what has been the effect of this radio station in our community. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, Star going all the way down to Las Cruces and the impact on New Mexico, if you will. But what I didn't realize until very recently is you have partnerships. The station has had partnerships with like GFA World and Dr. KP Yohannan. Mm. And this community has come beside that ministry and others to have a global impact, especially in a country like South Asia, which is the second most highly populated country in the world and is having an absolutely tragic time with COVID.
Well, but that is crucial to us, that we aren't just about local, that we're global. You know, it's Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, then the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's our calling. It's a pretty clear mandate.
Yes.
I want to say, Jim, that we're going to have this conversation with Skip here in a minute, and I want our audience to know a couple of things. One, we've prayed about this. We've given it a lot of thought. Actually, the decision we made took 20 years to make, and that's a fact. And if people have questions, I believe our email is studio at...
Our email where?
At Star.
Oh, at Star.
Yeah.
I don't know what the email is to Star.
You should both know this. Somebody has to know this.
I've got all the KKT stuff, but I don't.
Well, you give KKT. So, but it's studio at KNKT.com.
At KNKT.com.
Yeah, that yes. I know. So if you have any questions, I'll answer them personally. I hope you'll really realize that our filter is what's best for the Word of God. And that really is everything comes beneath that, and this decision was made in that light.
And we get a lot of feedback from listeners. We have people calling us. We have people emailing us all the time just to find out, you know, who said what. They're often intrigued by different things they hear from Bible teachers. And this ministry has been able to connect them with pastors.
Yeah. I want to say also, Jim, that, again, if you have a question after hearing the program, it's studio at knkt.com. And I'll make sure the email gets to me. And I will respond personally. I want to say thanks to you, Jim. You've done a great job taking over for a legend, Peter Benson, who's been, I mean, a fixture in this community and still is. He's our morning man now here on KNKT. But you've done a phenomenal job, and it's fun working with you. You're a real pro.
I've really had a lot of fun. I really have, and I hope it continues for some time. Want to thank Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors. They are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100. Or you can reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. We'll be back in just a minute with Chip Lusko and Skip Heitzig with a very special announcement about the radio ministry here at Connection Communications. We'll be right back. In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. We care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of having. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and sporting events will make that happen. We can also use gift cards from clothing stores to help us outfit our children for the summer. Call 898-5520 or online at acch4kids.org. Corey and Anne-Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slayton Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood, and as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order, and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Sriva and her husband were living with her husband's parents in Nepal, but the elderly couple was unhappy Sriva attended church. One day while her husband was away at work, his parents grabbed Sriva's Bible and began beating her with it. They ordered her to leave their home immediately and never return unless she renounced her faith in Christ. Sriva refused. She and her husband now live with friends, and though they are in transition, she is grateful that her husband accepted Jesus Christ. Pray they will continue to build their lives on God's word while working to build a home of their own.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for the persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are visiting this afternoon with Senior Pastor of Calvary Church, Skip Heitzig, and Chip Lusko, the General Manager of Connection Communications, and we're talking about the history and philosophy of media at Calvary Church. Gentlemen, welcome in today.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you both.
Absolutely.
Long time exposure in the media and use of media as a tool to reach people for Jesus Christ, Chip. Tell me where Connection Communications has been and where we're going.
Well, that's a great question, and I'm at Skip's philosophy. It's great to have his time here today. Things have changed dramatically from the days of KKIM, AM 100 here in Albuquerque, which was your first exposure in media.
It was.
Yeah.
And let me just go back a little further. You, Chip, have an extensive background in media from Los Angeles, California, as well as Colorado and New Mexico. You've been all over the country as an advisor and in the business. And so when I first became a believer, I met you in California, and a lot of my ideas of media really were helped shaped by you and Ken Bagdasar, who was part of this fellowship at the very beginning. And so you guys just helped me to see the potential of expanding the voice, the footprint of a fellowship, of a pastor, of a ministry in a community and abroad.
Well, it, exactly that. And I've seen it, Skip, as an echo, a megaphone. I felt my commission to you was reverberating what happened in that room over there in the pulpit and make it a worldwide message. And we've had some success at that.
I love that you chose the word echo based on something that I shared from the pulpit this last weekend. Paul talked to the Thessalonian church about how they have sounded forth the word of the gospel. And the word he uses is a Greek word that means an echo, a reverberation. And so through the valleys of Greece and Macedonia and Achaia, the message went out. And so I love the fact that media essentially does that. It breaks walls down. It gets into people's environment. I think it takes people off guard, essentially, because when you go to a church, you know, you're already ready for the experience, so you can sort of put on whatever protective armor spiritually you want to put on or emotionally, but when you're just in a car or on a device and you're in your kind of curated element and you hear the truth, it comes across differently.
It does. And since you've seen this church do such dramatic growth over the decades now, Skip, media wasn't an initial priority. It couldn't be. You were about building a church and the architecture and the infrastructure and the pulpit, of course. But right. you allowed a great amount of latitude. And has that met your expectations?
It exceeded my expectations. I remember you telling me, you know, this is good, but you can do more. You can platform this more. You can leverage truth on television, on radio. And you're right. When we first came to town, there was a manager of a local radio station, our friend Ken Bagdasar, and he would do interviews and we would do little snippets and little words of presence on that platform. And that proved to be very effective because people would say, hey, I heard that on the radio and that's why I showed up today. Hmm. And so just that showed me the impact that it could have.
Well, we have a luxury of time, so we'll briefly rehearse what did happen. So we started doing the Calvary Connection TV program hosted by you and Lenya on Channel 14 here and also in Colorado, Skip. And that was really a bold venture at the time, playing Christian music videos and you being the co-host and doing vignettes about the gospel. And that really kind of launched a different avenue of media than just, I won't say just, but only Christian radio.
Well, I tell you what, I was so green at that. I'm smiling because I remember yourself. You were the director. Jonathan, I think, was the photographer, videographer. We had a small little crew. And just, you know, I give it my best shot. And then you would gently come and say, do that again, but this time do it this way. And that helped to really train me to help communicate, because communicating to a visual audience over TV, for that matter, over radio, is different than the way you would communicate, say, in book form, written form. So each one deserves its own set of special approaches.
And I've always really appreciated your freedom you've allowed. We took the message from the pulpit and put it in, not just in Christian radio again, but we were on KKOB, and we rotated through the country station and the rock station. And I was going back to Spurgeon's idea of the sword and the trowel, that Monday morning he'd print a kind of a review of his message from Sunday in the pulpit at Metropolitan Tabernacle. We did the very same thing on KOB. We treated the gospel, what you said on Sunday, as breaking news, which in reality it is.
That's good. And you know, you mentioned Spurgeon, and I just am so thrilled that I have a signed by Charles Haddon Spurgeon copy of the end notes of his sermon from Sunday, where he said in a little, he wrote in his hand, set up at once. In other words, take this to the printer and get it off. Signed CHS. And so I keep that and I look at that. But you gave us an idea to go onto secular radio stations, not just keep it within the confines of the Christian tent, but to go outside with something that you called God Spots. Chip, tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Well, I did come from a background of rock radio. When I became a Christian in Hawaii, I'd come out of being on the air as a disc jockey in Michigan and in Colorado, and then finally in Hawaii, in Maui. And my first exposure to Christian radio was like, oh, man. So I'm coming from, you know, the Stones and Moody Blues and the Beatles, right. And now I've got the Gaither Trio. And I didn't, God bless them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I said, that's not where the fish are flocking to. And I was new in the faith, but I got that much, that you know, go cast out in the deep and not fish in the aquarium.
Right. Well, that's good. So the idea of God Spots is, let's take a snippet of truth, And we talk about catching people off guard, giving it to them in a manner that causes them in a short period of time to either think about something more deeply or to be challenged with a new truth. So as an example, one God Spot said, the Bible says there is no God. And then I said, are you surprised to hear a pastor say that? But before you take it further, let me give you the rest of the verse. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So, you know, we turned that kind of thing on its ear and it really, really worked.
Well, it just made so much sense to me, Jim, that our culture gets all their information in 60-second snippets. I mean, they sell cars and retirement and cremation and everything, that that's how people are accustomed to getting information. Mm. And so we just translated the gospel and compressed it, and then we believe strongly in the half-hour teaching. Lord knows that. And that's really a cornerstone of what we do here. But as far as, you know, trolling with bait through the deep waters, that's what we use Godspots for.
Because people don't listen for 30-minute blocks. Usually, what is the average time that people in their cars listen?
12 minutes.
12 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you're hoping that during those 12 minutes they're going to pick up something important. So the idea of the Godspots is give it to them in 30, 60 seconds, maybe a minute and a half.
That's
or something.
Right. Yeah.
But with good music behind it and
powerful production values.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still doing to this day. We call them, you know, hotspots now. But, I mean, they're on all over the country. And it's a valid communication model. So from there, Skip, we took and then began to expand the connection. We called it the Calvary Connection back in those days, the half-hour teaching program.
It was amazing. Again, it was your title. You came up with that title. I'm just giving credit where credit is due. A lot of people don't know behind the scenes. We were. But people don't know the value of our friendship over the years that has been translated into media.
It's been an honor. Well, a big step forward was K-Wave in California took the program, which was a big deal. That, you know, now it is what it is, but that was a big deal back then.
Big deal, and it's a big station. It's a very powerful station.
Yeah.
It reaches Southern California.
Right.
Lots of people, millions of people. So, yeah, we were thrilled when Chuck Smith, the pastor of the church and owner of the station, along with, I think it was Don... I forget his name at the time, got a hold of the program and said we would like to air it, and would you guys want to buy time?
So we began the expansion of the program, and it became a nationwide program. People wanted it. Your teaching is phenomenal. It's a bedrock for so many people, Skip. But then a big step forward came when a radio station here in Albuquerque became available, which was at the time unusual call letters of KUCU.
Cuckoo radio.
No comment. But 107.1, and we had the opportunity to purchase that.
Yes.
And that, in the time of our church's growth, was a huge investment.
I'll never forget your meeting with me over that. And you said it very nonchalantly, as you are wont to do. Mm. You would say, if you want it, I can run this thing in my sleep. In other words, it wasn't an overconfident statement, but you were basically saying, look, I have done this before. I've done this for years. It's what I do. And I know how to run radio outlets. And so with that kind of confidence, I then went to a few others and asked them, would you be willing to be a part of this with your national program? Mm. And so when we got a kind of a consortium of good teaching together, we launched, we bought.
Well, KNKT was the outgrowth of that, 107.1. And it's been just a legacy radio. It's become a legacy radio station in Albuquerque. And the listenership is terrific. The response... we have great teaching on there. I mean, just the best of the best of the best.
We are visiting this afternoon with Senior Pastor of Calvary Church, Skip Heitzig, and Chip Lusko, the General Manager of Connection Communications. And we're talking about the history and philosophy of media at Calvary Church. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
My main goal was to buy a smaller house, but of course I had to sell my house. Dom helped me with both transactions in a more than timely manner. He's very professional, really a hard worker, never overpromised, but certainly delivered more than I expected. Sold and bought my home within a matter of days, which is amazing. Working with Dom was just seamless. I've bought and sold quite a few homes, and this was actually one of the best experiences. I would certainly recommend him, and I already am.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Success is an atmosphere. This is Roger Patterson with a Minute of Vision for Life. Success is an atmosphere. The successful people I know have this very thing in common. They surround themselves with other successful people. They have a coach or mentor who's gone where they've yet to go. They listen to successful people via audio lessons or read their books. They're continually absorbing things that will help them grow and push the edge of their ignorance further and further away. 1 Corinthians 15:33 states, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." If you surround yourself with lazy people, you'll be lazy. Deceptive people, deceptive. Foolish people, guess what? That's right, you'll be foolish. Success is an atmosphere. Surround yourself with the people who will push you, challenge you, and not let you get comfortable.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
Going to church is a great way to learn about God, but what if you want to learn more? What if you want to go deeper? Calvary College offers classes in biblical studies, classes like Theopoetics, the life and lessons of C.S. Lewis. Learn more about God and the Bible on your schedule. Take evening classes on campus or online. An education from Calvary College will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Apply now at calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college.
Success is an atmosphere. This is Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision for Life. Success is an atmosphere. The successful people I know have this very thing in common. They surround themselves with other successful people. They have a coach or mentor who's gone where they've yet to go. They listen to successful people via audio lessons or read their books. They're continually absorbing things that will help them grow and push the edge of their ignorance further and further away. 1 Corinthians 15:33 states, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." If you surround yourself with lazy people, you'll be lazy. Deceptive people, deceptive. Foolish people, guess what? That's right, you'll be foolish. Success is an atmosphere. Surround yourself with the people who will push you, challenge you, and not let you get comfortable.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
This is Jim Williams, host of ABQ Connect on KNKT. We just launched our new Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/ABQ Connect to stay up to date with our guests, topics, and feedback from our listeners. Like or follow us on facebook.com/ABQ Connect.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are visiting this afternoon with Senior Pastor of Calvary Church, Skip Heitzig, and Chip Lusko, the General Manager of Connection Communications. And we're talking about the history and philosophy of media at Calvary Church.
A big step forward came when a radio station here in Albuquerque became available. KNKT, it's been a legacy radio. It's become a legacy radio station. Skip, let's go back to the first night. Because it didn't happen here in these beautiful studios. At the old student campus, we were in a bunker, a bomb shelter down on Manal, as I recall. And it was a Good Friday evening at midnight. We turned the switch from country to KNKT.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. I remember because you were there and you were calling me on the phone and just sort of walking through that historic calendar date.
It really was something. So KNKT, again, really has been a bedrock station here. And then at the turn of the century, we had the opportunity to begin programming and operating 88.3 KLYT.
Yes. Turn of the century. So that's 21 years ago.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over two decades,
yep.
We've had that opportunity.
Yes.
And that's been a great station even before we got a hold of it. It had a great legacy, great history of getting the gospel out through music all over the state.
Oh, no, it was a historic station nationally. And there's controversy whether it was the first or second contemporary Christian music station. We won't solve that dilemma right now, but it was huge. And they were able to also establish a statewide network of translators. So it wasn't just this booming radio station, which we did upgrade in terms of power, but we had a dozen translators from Colorado to Texas. So it was an amazing opportunity.
And the stick, the signal, the antenna is atop the crest, Sandia crest. So if people, you know, I mean, are in the area, that just comes down. FM radio works best that way. Is that right?
Absolutely. So it drops down like right. rain.
So the higher you go, the better it is. Whereas 107.1, though has a great signal, it kind of spots in certain places you can't get it. So the station of 88.3 is really a good signal. Santa Fe, Albuquerque, this whole area gets it.
That's right. If we go back 20 years now, though, Skip, there was no contemporary Christian music in Albuquerque. We took K-Lite, which is a wonderful station, great people, and we made massive radio out of it. And it was
It was massive.
Let me just say, it got the attention of the whole country. What we did with Massive Radio was really unique, and we were just dedicated to reaching not just the whole Christian spectrum. We felt the especially the 15 to 25 demographic was underserved.
Hmm.
And so Massive Radio, we were dedicated. We realized we were going to turn off some of the soccer moms, if you will, et cetera. But we took that risk, and it paid off.
Hmm. Well, it's just a really a good vision. And it has since then morphed from Massive Radio into a few different iterations. Mm-hmm. And why is it? Why do radio stations like this, like ours, have the need to change its format?
Well, the music changes, for one thing. And also our vision began to change, and we did realize things were changing in the market. As I say at the beginning, there were no other stations. Well, then K-Love came into the market, and Air One came into the market, which we welcomed, and I think we sent them flowers. And
so our community is saturated at this point with great radio.
That's true. Family radio became more of an all-music station, and so we adjusted to that with becoming M88 and eventually Star 88, which is more of a general purpose station and still very youth oriented. We have Christian rap, the kind that is more acceptable of the genre. But the market has changed. That leads us to a point of our discussion today, Skip, that there isn't as drastic a need for an all music station. When you couple the fact that there are at least three other formats in town doing fundamentally the same. There's only so much music to draw from
in the
contemporary.
We're not
realm.
Doing anything that's different or unique.
That's correct. But the other thing that's changed, of course, has been a land-sea movement under our feet of listenership from terrestrial radio, which is over the air from a transmitter and a tower, onto digital media.
Hmm.
And, I mean, it's been huge. You have Spotify and Pandora and Google Music and iTunes Music and on it goes, and every radio station in the world is now on an app. And so there's not it's a strong of a demand. Look, for a legacy station with great programming, there is always going to be a place for terrestrial radio. But we got to face the fact things have changed dramatically, especially in that demographic that is most attractive to us, that's making a decision about their eternity between 15 and 25 or 30. You could make the case for that, right?
That's correct. And I remember having this discussion with you over the years on a number of occasions, because I just had the feeling something was coming. Things were changing. Mm-hmm. People's habits of listening were different. And I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew that you would be able to answer that for me, because that's what you do. And so I would say, you know, what's going on with radio and what's the future of it? Are people going to be listening? Because people now curate their own song lists, they can listen to what they want when they want to. So it's an asynchronous experience instead of a synchronous one. You don't have to tune in at 8:30 in the morning get something. You can get something anytime you feel like it on your playlist or sign up on the podcast.
Right.
So that it has changed slowly. But it is changing, and it has changed, right? I mean, the landscape for the need of providing certain things has changed in terms of how we serve people.
Hmm. And the other thing to remember is, what is your and my fundamental mission? And that is to present the gospel and the teaching of it, and the verse-by-verse teaching. And while, you know, the God spots and hot spots and the music are wonderful, they're an appetizer.
Yeah, they are an appetizer.
They're a bait and not the hook.
Right. And they're great things to have, but there's never been anything I wanted to serve. I don't want to serve those things and have to chase after the need and the change for that. I definitely want people to be attracted to the main thing, which is the gospel. And to be out front with that.
Well, to give our audience some idea of how dramatically things have changed, we just had a meeting today with our media team, and you did a message in the first quarter of this year called "Is the Rapture Real?" And strictly through digital and non-traditional methods, we had almost 300,000 people on YouTube and other avenues watch that message.
Wow.
That's astonishing.
Yeah.
It went viral. I wish I could say I had some grand plan to make that happen, but
it just happened. Yeah. Now, why do you think there is an appetite for that? There's always an appetite for eschatological subjects, But do you think that with this pandemic, it's just sort of whet people's appetite more and curiosity?
I think absolutely on one hand. The other, frankly, Skip, a lot of the hipster teachers just aren't touching eschatology. And I don't know why. I'm not in favor of that. But you've always it's always been a huge, not a major, but a portion, because you're balanced in your Bible teaching.
Yeah, if the Bible does so, well, so we should.
Well, I think it's what, 27% of the Bible is prophetic. Is that something like
that? I think that's about right.
Yeah. And so that's to give it that. So we're reaching people in these so non-traditional platforms. So we've made the decision in conversation over years now, Skip,
yeah,
really,
years.
That we're going to transfer Star88 to a digital platform. So it's not going anywhere. Yeah. It'll be available through an app. It'll be available online and through all the traditional Spotify and whatnot. And we're going to take the Bible teaching, the great Bible teaching of you and Greg and John MacArthur and all the rest that we have on, and we have the finest teachers, I think, English-speaking teachers in the world on KNKT. That's been my charter.
Mm-hmm.
And take that over to the superior signal of 88.3.
Yeah, so that is really great. I mean, that's groundbreaking news, that the format is changing on 88.3 to a teaching station, but which is our bread and butter, which is our calling, which is what God has mandated that we do. And we're going to be able to do it now more so than just to the local area. But this thing has a reach. Tell us about the reach, including Albuquerque and Rio Rancho and Santa Fe,
yes,
and where else?
Well, that was a deal breaker, because we really sat down and said, what's important? Well, the gospel, teaching the gospel, which signal is most productive in doing so? As a matter of fact, when you compare 88.3 to 107.1, it's a third larger audience. Mm. We've done the maps. We call them Longley Rice maps. That's too much information. But but it reaches, you know, Santa Fe and beyond. In addition to that, we have translators in the major cities in the south, Las Cruces, Clovis, and Portales. And so all in all, it's about a 400,000-person gain for teaching the gospel. And we just can't turn our back on that.
We are visiting this afternoon with Senior Pastor of Calvary Church, Skip Heitzig, and Chip Lusko, the General Manager of Connection Communications. And we're talking about the history and philosophy of media at Calvary Church. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
Listen to this hotspot as Skip Heitzig shares a lesson about owning your faith.
So he is mentored by this priest. He becomes king himself, Jehoash. So now you have a politician with a godly background. He does what is right in the sight of the Lord.
The story doesn't end there.
But his righteousness only lasts while his mentor lasts. When his mentor dies, when the priest dies, he starts taking on the values of the people around him.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
If your faith is only propped up by others, you will stumble when those props are gone.
Now this from Skip about deep roots.
You need to come to a place where you build your own roots, man, and you stand before God yourself, man or woman of God, and you are getting the strength directly from the Holy Spirit so that when they die or if they fall or something happens, your faith is not shaken. Your faith is not shaken.
Dr. Tony Evans says following God means following his plan, a custom-made destiny all our own. But what if we insist on going it alone? We'll hear about both options today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
We've got a generation of people with no future. Because they have no sense that they have a destiny. That's why people don't know who they are, where they're going, when they're going to get there. They have no sense that I have a significance so deep that God has even covered my future, which means he's covered everything till I get to it. A caterpillar has a special future. I mean, it may be slow and slimy, but once it cocoons inside slowness and ugliness is beauty. Inside this slimy little creature is somebody who's going to take flight to the sky. See, a lot of us have had a caterpillar existence. We've been grounded by our background, grounded by our circumstances, grounded by our upbringing, grounded by a no-caring deadbeat dad, grounded by an insensitive mom, grounded by relatives who abused us, who called us names and misused us. But let me tell you about your birthright. Because the moment that you accepted Jesus Christ into your life and were born again, God started the process of creating a butterfly. The problem is you can get so used to being a caterpillar so long that you don't even think that you can ever be a butterfly. But a butterfly is your birthright.
Learn more about who you were created to be and how to live out your purpose successfully. Check out Tony's CD series, The Spiritual Toolkit, when you visit tonyevans.org. Then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are visiting this afternoon with Senior Pastor of Calvary Church, Skip Heitzig, and Chip Lusko, the General Manager of Connection Communications. And we're talking about the history and philosophy of media at Calvary Church.
Right. Music is important. It is a hook. We want to keep generations engaged. Hence the app that we're going to be, produced for that. And then, but at the same time, we really want to get truth out. The biggest commodity here is that people hear truth and teaching.
That's true. And it'll be an app. It'll be really, internet radio has been a phenomenon and it's growing, and there's more and more people just doing it that don't require all the FCC obligations and the paraphernalia, towers and antennas and ground systems and whatnot. And you can have a radio station, and we're going to take Star 88 in its current incarnation and just shift it over to strictly a digital format.
That is,
and
really
there's nothing
good.
Wrong with that.
No, it's really,
it's
great.
A good thing.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is roughly just before the month of June, the last week of May, you'll begin hearing Bible teaching at 88.3. And you'll be hearing Star 88 on all of your digital devices. And as I say, as a matter of fact, if you talk to most, and I use the word young people, and say, what's your radio listening habit? They don't quite go, what is that? But they go, you know, I'm on Pandora, I'm on Spotify, I'm on my internet. That's how people are getting their media more and more in the younger segmentation.
Yes.
And so they're not going to skip a beat with it.
Right. They don't understand the question when you pose it that way about what is your radio
habits.
App. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They don't have one.
Now, there's going to be a place for convenient radio, people in their car just punching the button, and that's fine. Mm. But we're just looking down the road, Skip, as to where this is going. And the overarching principles, what's the best thing for getting the gospel to the people of New Mexico?
Yeah, that's right.
That's our question.
Yeah.
Not what's the most popular thing or, you know, what's the best sounding thing, but what's the most effective way of getting it out?
Boy, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. And so you might ask yourself, what's going to happen to 107.1? Well, Cuckoo is not coming back. You'll be happy to know it won't be country Hawaiian gospel or anything. You know, we sold the station to a really fine group called the Bible Broadcasting Network.
And that really is comforting to me,
yes,
that the gospel goes on. So effective the last week of May at 107.1, you'll continue to hear Bible teaching simply from a different source.
Yeah. That's, I'm really gladdened. I'm heartened that we're not selling out. In selling the station, we're giving, in a sense, or transferring the control to a reputable, Bible-based, God-honoring group that has basically the same objectives, and this signal would serve them well as well.
Yeah. So the Bible Broadcasting Network and some of their premier teachers are Erwin Lutzer.
Mm-hmm.
They have J. Vernon McGee. They are conservative. I want no question about that. But there's good, solid Bible teaching. So all in all, the ratings for the gospel is going up from this transaction.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation, yeah, isn't it? I mean, it's good for us in being able to use the platform of 88.3. It's good for them and good for us because we're not losing Bible teaching. We're really gaining some more.
We're enhancing it. And for those who love music, and I do, I mean, there's going to be Star 88 available at every digital place you can find on your computer or on your smartphone. And then we encourage you to go to K-Love, Air One. They're all part of the same. We're on the same team.
Exactly.
And we're not competing with them. And then Family Life does a great job increasingly. And they're a fine radio station here.
So once again, Chip, those dates, when can we expect to see and hear those changes?
It'll happen before June, the week of May 24th. And we'll be announcing that throughout the month of May. We really finalize it, but it's coming that week, Skip.
Well, it's been a great journey, and it's far from over.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're always looking at new ways to get truth out and to get people exposed to it. So,
no, we both refuse to sit on our haunches and say, look what we have done. You know, God has done this. We didn't have any grand plan. We had great ideas. God's done more than I think I ever expected.
Yeah, he's blessed it, Chip. Mm. I mean, he's really put his hand on it. It's been evidenced all the way through. And it was nothing we set out with a plan to do. We didn't come to this community and go, we're going to buy radio stations.
No.
That was the furthest from my mind. No. It was just an idea that was posited to me. And when you came and said, hey, here's something that is a good idea, a good price, you know, we jumped at it.
Hey, I'm happy we had a coffee cart. That was a big deal for me back then, Skip.
Oh, there was a search for coffee in town, if you recall, before Starbucks.
That's right.
There was the Purple Hippo.
Yeah, there was. And Dunkin' Donuts. But, you know, Skip, when just go back briefly, and then I want to step forward before we close this up, Jim. And if you have anything to
I want to give you a visual. I have boxes, shoe boxes, and my shoe boxes are big because I have a size 16.
You got pretty big feet.
Connection Communications cassette tapes.
Right.
Were a priority in the mid-80s, and every sermon from the pulpit was recorded there. And I have years of those.
Wow. Mm.
Cassette tape to a smartphone and digital platforms is a long way to go in a short amount of time.
Yeah, because a cassette tape is about the size of a smartphone. Isn't that something? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can fit a whole lot more cassette tapes in your shoebox than most people can in their shoebox.
Well, but now, not only did you have to figure out where the tapes were and how they were, and there was a little library set up, but now you can go on to the digital platforms available at calvarynm.church.
Right.
And every one of the sermons is indexed.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic resource.
Yes, and you have a little app that you run around with, and you can get any Bible verse of any book anytime you want it.
Yeah. So we're responding to those changes, Skip. You know, I think back when we first came down here, and there was no connection communication, but in media, there was one and a half person. I mean, it wasn't half a person. It was half time. It was Dan Elliott and Don Chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now we're sitting in this media complex God has built, and you've really endorsed, Skip, where we have a full service media agency, actually. And we're a megaphone to the whole world here.
Mm. Yeah. It speaking of smartphones.
Yep. I turned that off.
Well, that really
call.
Is an
illustration. It's a spam call.
Is it?
That's yeah, it really
funny.
Is.
That's funny because it really illustrates, you know, where we're at is that you're never by yourself. You have an internet capability, phone capability, radio capability, television capability, all on this little device.
Mm. Well, looking forward now, and Jim, any final questions after this? But Skip, we're not done, as you say. I think you're in your prime of preaching. As
good.
I said under,
I'm glad to hear that.
I believe that.
And I've heard you speak as much as anybody except your wife, probably.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that, Chip.
No, don't be. Don't be. Life-changing.
My condolences.
Life-changing honor, Skip. But, you know, we want to see multiple languages. Things are changing, not just in America, but what's funny, and you've traveled worldwide, you can go to some of the most depressed areas in the world, and people have phones. It's unbelievable. I mean, they're living virtually in poverty, but they still have phones. Mm. And so that's an anchor. We can reach them with a lifeline of the gospel.
Chip, I just want to say I have appreciated your creative ideas. Mm. I think back to being in the Empire State Building with Joel Rosenberg. And launching a whole series of end
epicenter,
times,
sure.
epicenter stuff. And then being in Florida with you in Disney World in their studios to do radio for the Florida area. But you always made those things fun. It's like, we're going to go do it from Disney World. We're going to do it from the Empire State Building. Real, real fun, exciting ways to launch things.
It's been a great trip. Really has been.
Yeah.
So,
Chip, question for you. Not only is the gospel more accessible through everything Connection Communications has done, both on the radio and through digital platforms, but it's also been affordable for people.
Mm. Well, that's been, I mean, that's the Chuck Smith voice in my head. You know, that's the guy I hear. I know Skip knows what I mean. He shaped my ministry of philosophy, you know, and it's always been, he was very opposed to anything commercializing the gospel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you still have to pay your bills, but the classic, you'll know, Skip, is where God guides,
God provides.
And he has.
Yeah, he has. And it's so fun for me when I get to host the Connection with my wife, Lenya, and I get to come to the day where I talk about the resources that we have that are free. You don't have to buy a cassette tape. You don't have to buy a CD. You can go to an app. You can go to the computer, and you can listen and be encouraged and built up and trained for absolutely nothing. I love being able to tell people that. That's a joy.
That's the plan. Well, for our audience, thank you for your support over the years.
Yes.
We've had tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people listen to these frequencies. You've entrusted us with your investment of your time and in your heart, and we take that very seriously.
And it's paid off. That kind of a serious approach has paid off. It's paid off to the glory of God. It is not only redounded to his glory, but it has brought people into the kingdom. People will be in heaven because of the presence of godly media in our culture.
Well, we have a very high filter. We just don't compromise, Skip. We won't.
Right. So, amen.
Yep.
For me, a person that was going to church on Sundays, all of this that you've been discussing today has been an opportunity to have church every day and to talk about Jesus every day and to have talking points to talk with other people about and to have resources to direct them to if they want to know more about the gospel. So what an amazing ride it's been. Can't wait to see where God leads you to in the future.
Skip, can I ask you to close with prayer for
us? I'd love to. Yes. Father, thank you that you have entrusted us with these resources. They don't come from our hand, they come from yours, and we are stewards of them, we are responsible, and we are accountable to you, and will always be. Father, we are also very grateful, and in that gratefulness, Father, we pray for wisdom for the future. We pray, Lord, that you would gift us with your heart to be able to see what is best to serve your purpose, to get out your word, to change your people's lives, and to make people who are not yet yours yours, to get those on the outside inside and to build them up in the faith. We want that kind of reproduction where we teach those who will eventually will be teachers to others. That's the 2 Timothy 2 principle. We know it. And Father, we just are so grateful that you have done what you have done in our lives and allowed us to manage these resources. We pray for their future. We pray that you would also extend your hand of blessing upon the network that will be taking over the 107 signal, and pray that you will help us to steward well the 88.3 signal for our own state, and continue to use the music portion, the music platform in the new digital era in which we live. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 107.1 KNKT programming will be moving over to 88.3 toward the end of May. Before June, Chip Lesko, General Manager of Communications, Skip Heitzik, Senior Pastor, Calvary Church, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.